on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a blockbuster unleashed, a bunker buster, at the hearing yesterday, the January 6th commission hearing that was broadcast live. And it involves Ron Johnson, our senator, and in my judgment, it's going to have an impact on the Senate race, a big impact. Come to find out that Ron Johnson's staff, a guy on his staff who is now his chief of staff, on January 6th, the morning of the insurrection, texted a staffer for Pence, Mike Pence, the vice president, saying that Senator Ron Johnson, wanted to hand deliver a document to Pence before the hearing. The staffer for Pence says, well, what is it? And the guy who is now Ron Johnson's chief of staff said it is a list of fake elector votes from Wisconsin and Michigan. These fake electors then would go to Pence, and then Pence could say, wait a minute, I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, two from Michigan, and I am not going to certify the election. Pence's aide said, don't send them. Why did he say don't send them? Not because Pence had been overcome by a fit of morality, but because Pence had chickened out. He had called Dan Quayle, former vice president under George H.W. Bush, said, here's what I'm thinking of doing. Trump wants me to do it. And even Dan Quayle said, are you kidding me? Don't touch that. Don't even touch that. And Pence then just chickened out. So he didn't want anything to do with it. Johnson, after that testimony, immediately was descended on by reporters, as he should be. And first of all, he goes along and he puts his cell phone up to his ear and he goes, I'm on the phone. And one of the reporters said, I can see the screen. You're not on the phone. He wasn't telling the truth. Now, you'll see an awful lot of senators when they want to dodge a reporter, they'll put a cell phone to their ear and pretend to talk into it. They're not even putting in a pizza order. They're not even talking to their wife. They just put a dead cell phone to their ear. But this time Johnson held it far enough away that people could see the screen and see he wasn't talking to anybody. That's sad. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, you just say, hey, I have no comment at this time. Sorry, I'm on the way to something. I'll get back to you. No. Well, then there's another interview where he's walking along, and I don't know why he does this. I mean, because if you are going to say things that aren't so, and I'll tell you this with experience for a long time as a lawyer, and the reason why people who are accused of crime, if they're smart, don't talk is because I don't care who you are, how smart you are, how glib you are, how sly you are, how high an opinion you have of yourself. If you start talking and saying stuff that isn't true, it comes out. The average person can see through it. They can see your body language. They can see everything else. So what Johnson did was, he said, well, I didn't know. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. You heard that a staffer, he wasn't even the chief of staff then, had fake electors from Michigan and Wisconsin, was going to pass them to the vice president of the United States the morning of the insurrection, and you weren't, he just did that freelance? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Who brought him to the office? I don't know. I don't know. No story here. No story here. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. No story here. Oh, really? And why did you want to send them on? I don't know. What was in the envelope? I don't know. You were going to send an envelope to the Vice President of the United States the day of the certification, and you didn't know who gave it to you, what was in it, or the purpose. You were just going to do it. I don't know. Staffer, I don't know. Pretty good staffer. He's now your chief of staff. I don't know. This is unbelievable. Here is what occurred, and then we are going to go to the lines. Here is what occurred. They realized, Trump realized, Ron Johnson's in bed with Trump. In bed with Trump. When Trump said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA, Ron Johnson parroted that. He said, I don't trust the FBI and the CIA. But Trump was the president. Ron Johnson was the chairman of the House of the Senate Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and the CIA and the FBI reported to him. He just parrots. He's a little mini-me for Trump. They say to him, listen, you got to get these counterfeit electors to Pence. He's wobbly. Once he sees them, he can just raise them in the air. They're fake. These are counterfeit electors. Raise them in the air. Say, I have two sets from these two states, just like happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes beat Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes. It's going to happen again. But Pence had chickened out by then. You can't have that in the Senate. Whoever the nominee is on August 9, Ron Johnson can't continue to say, I'm on the phone. I can see the screen. You're not on the phone. He can't continue to say, man in a raincoat and a mustache showed up in my office with a mysterious package. Didn't know what was in it. My staff didn't ask me. They didn't ask me. On their own, they freelanced. They were going to send it to the vice president the day of the insurrection. They didn't know what's in it. I don't know what's in it. Never heard of it. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. It's not going to fly in Wisconsin. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina Beauclair?
Good morning, Matt. Boy, yesterday was an eye-opening experience as we've been following everything that's going on. It was just unbelievable, you know, what's going on there. I'm so glad they're doing this. They're doing an outstanding job putting this for the public. But, I Johnson is a clever, sneaky skunk, and he just slips around, and when he gets caught, he plays really stupid. He's one of the most dangerous people out there. And what in the world is he doing with Michigan's fake votes? Why does a representative from the state of Wisconsin have in his hands or in his office the fake electors? It's bad enough he has Wisconsin, then he's a part of that thing, and they need to start, as soon as this is over, he needs to be arrested and held accountable for what the devil he did here. But what's he doing with Michigan votes? Both of them. What? That's pretty sick, and that's pretty dangerous, and gol darn it, that guy needs to be held accountable. What a fraud. What a little, I didn't know the heck he don't. He's been involved all the way along. Boy, that guy's bad news. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on. Thanks, Matt, for your show. It's great.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. And that's a very interesting point, you know. He had the Wisconsin and the Michigan ones. Why did he have the Michigan ones? Why didn't a Michigan senator? Well, because the Michigan senators are both Democrats. When they set out to, remember those people that were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Some of them were from Wisconsin, and they were going to take her. They hatched the plot in, Columbia County, just north of Madison, and they were going to take her and restrain her and tie her up to a cabin way up north in Wisconsin, not Michigan. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know. This business of the fake electors is not tied to the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. I want to make that clear. But that said, I know we have we're a close by state. We have a land border with the UP and all that. But they got to get to the bottom of how we got the Michigan stuff. They really do. And secondly, you cannot say, hey, the day of the insurrection, a stranger showed up in a raincoat or without a raincoat and handed a package to my office. Said, would you handle this to the vice president? Nobody asked him who he was. Nobody asked him what was in the package. They knew what was in the package because remember what I said in the testimony, the vice president's staff said, what's in the package? And the staffer who is now Johnson's chief of staff said it is electoral votes for Trump from Michigan and Wisconsin. They knew what was in the package. Ron Johnson said they didn't know what was in the package, but they told Pence's staff what was in the package. You can't have this in the Senate. I don't care. You know, there are issues and this, that, and the other thing, but can you imagine Bill Proxmire doing this? Can you imagine Gaylord Nelson doing this? Or Herb Kohl? I mean, this is not what we do in Wisconsin. How about fighting Bob La Follette? How about him? How about Les Aspin? How about Pat Lucey? How about even Republicans like Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson? This is not what we do in Wisconsin. This is not Wisconsin. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me lay out some plans that the Republican Party has if they get a majority of the House of Representatives in November. And I hope they don't, and I'm not certain they will. They all go, oh, well, this is an historic fact. No, it's not an historic fact that the party in power in the White House loses seats. It frequently happens. Didn't happen in 1998. Clinton picked up about 8 seats. Didn't happen in 2004. George W. Bush picked up seats. It can happen the other way. But let's say for the sake of argument, the Republicans get control of the House of Representatives in 2000, in November in 2022. They've already revealed that there is growing sentiment in their caucus to impeach Joe Biden. Now, for what? For doing a good job? For putting NATO back together? For stopping the betrayal of the United States to Putin and the Ruskies? For putting together an alliance in the Pacific to counter China? Well, it doesn't matter what it is. They'll just, the idea is, you have to understand this, that Trump and the Republican Party have been subjected to 2 impeachments. And with one Republican senator, Mitt Romney, voting to convict him on the impeachment for Ukraine, and then 8 of them voting to convict on the impeachment for the insurrection. But it takes 2/3 in the Senate, 17. So what that means is it takes 67 senators to throw you out of office. And no matter what happens in November, there won't be 67 senators to throw Joe Biden out of office. But the idea is to clog our government, clog Biden's administration with endless depositions, endless appeals of frivolous depositions, and try to weaken him and the United States in the middle of a war with Russia. That is the intent. Well, we just learned another piece of information. There are people in the leadership of the Republican Party who are now doing preliminary plans to impeach Merrick Garland, the Justice Department, to impeach the Attorney General, because the Attorney General has had arrested 800 insurrectionists, prosecuted over 250 of them, some like the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur, the Viking horns, remember the bear chests and the war paint, got 40 some odd months. 3.5 years. Remember, 5 people lost their lives. Merrick Garland did exactly the right thing. If anything, Merrick Garland keeps getting pressure from the left in our party and from some commentators, including myself, to be much more aggressive in going after the various voter suppression laws, to go after the planners in the insurrection, including Trump and Giuliani, Mo Brooks, people of that nature, of that ilk, John Eastman, Scott Perry, the congressman from Pennsylvania, Andy Biggs of Arizona. You know what you could do? There's something like five or six of them asked for a pardon and didn't get it. Good way to start is go after the people that asked for a pardon. When was the last time you called the president and said, I want a pardon? You don't need a pardon. People who want pardons usually need a pardon. They're not going to convict Merrick Garland. They're not going to get 67 senators to throw him out. But the whole idea is to tie up the government. The whole idea is that people a year or two from now will sit back and go, well, each party tried to impeach the other one. And, you know, it's a food fight and blah, blah, blah. You have to understand something. How many times do I have to say this? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Great Carl Sandburg poem. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Beautiful, beautiful image. You sit at a harbor at dawn, and I sat on the bridge of a ship in the middle of the ocean at dawn, and the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it creeps in one briefcase at a time, one lawyer at a time, and it can be achieved in the United States by just turning six states. And three of them have gerrymandered Republican legislatures. Actually, six of them, all six of them. Which are the gerrymandered Republican legislatures? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. And Nevada is more mixed, but right now the Republicans are trying to make an insurgency. If you have six Republican gerrymandered, now remember, when I say gerrymandered, that means they're not legitimate. In Wisconsin, the Democrats will get 52% of the popular vote for legislature, and they'll get 33% of the seats. That's not really a democracy. Voss is not legitimate. Do you understand that? LeMahieu is not legitimate. The Kapengas, I always mix them up, Kunyenga and Kapenga. One is around the Elm Grove area. One's, I think, around the La Crosse area. The two Engas are not legitimate. None of them are legitimate because they ran in gerrymandered seats. The beauty of not gerrymandering is, first of all, you're not going to get fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. And secondly, you're going to get a higher quality of person in both parties. Because when somebody runs in a sky blue district with 80% of the Democratic vote, you're going to get an extreme panderer to the identity politics left. And you're also in the extreme Republican areas, like Ozaukee County, you get the Dewey Struble or whatever his name is. You get very, very disturbing people on the far right. If somebody has to get elected in a district that's 51-49, they've got to be reasonable. That's the real danger of gerrymandering, because it leads to fascism when the Republicans get their mitts on it, which they did under Walker in 2010. And now we've had 20 years of gerrymandering until 2030. So what do we do? What do we do? We fight hard for the House and the Senate. We have some very good candidates, and I think we're going to do very well. I think we can hold them. But if for any reason we don't hold them, just keep in mind, absolutely keep in mind, that any impeachments that come out of it are revenge impeachments, retribution impeachments. They are impeachments designed to throw sand in everybody's eyes with no expectation that they're going to be successful with a conviction in the Senate, but basically to clog the airwaves with testimony. You know who's, by the way, if the Republicans take the Congress, the House of Representatives, you know who's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee? Judiciary. All confirmations for judges, that kind of thing. Investigations. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach, and he knew what was going on with some of the male wrestlers with some guy, doctor I think he was, and didn't say anything about it. He was in the White House with Trump in December of 2020, right after the election, plotting the coup. This clown will be what? Chair of the Judiciary Committee? Chair of the Judiciary Committee? He'll be one of the ones leading an impeachment. That's where it's led out of. But if they do, just remember this, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, one briefcase at a time, and he's not legitimate, and he's just sitting there. It's not an American thing. It's more of a Russian thing, you see, more of a Russian thing. Going to a break. Do not hang up. I know you're on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. I'll get to each of you. I'm going to start with Jim of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Jim of Mequon?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. What's up, Jim? What's in your mind today?
I was listening to your previous talk on the Republicans getting into office and, you know, taking over and impeaching or trying to impeach President Biden, which I think would be a big mistake. However, isn't that exactly what happened with the Democrat Party trying to impeach Donald Trump at the same time? I mean, it was kind of like a farce impeachment that never went anywhere. Do you think that it would be the same kind of thing? And do you think that would be a big mistake or was a big mistake by the Democrats?
Yeah, Jim, thanks for calling in. Let me tell you my view on that. And it's this. Partisan impeachments for the sake of impeaching are wrong. And that I would agree with you with. But take a look at the two Trump impeachments. One of them is Zelensky. The president of Zelensky was about to be invaded by Russia. The invasion finally occurred on February 24th of 2022. But they'd invaded Crimea back in 2014. And then they also had Russian soldiers dressed in non-military uniforms, killing people, 14,000 people in the Donbass region in Ukraine. Trump said to Zelensky in the middle of the 2020 campaign, I'll send you a couple hundred million of Stingers and Javelins, but only if you say you're starting an investigation for fraud of Biden and his son Hunter. Otherwise, you're not going to get him. That was the basis of the investigation. In other words, trying to get somebody to gin up an investigation in return for our foreign aid that's needed to drive back the Ruskies, who are our enemies, Jim. Jim, Putin is our enemy, you see. Putin is a KGB. And then when they got rid of the KGB, they just called the FSB. He is our enemy. That was wrong. And so If Biden ever did anything like that, trying to use our foreign policy to better himself financially or to better himself politically, he should be impeached. But that has not occurred. The second impeachment was, and by the way, Mitt Romney voted to convict him in the Senate. Now, it takes 17 of the other, there are 50 Democrats, and assuming they all vote together, it would take 17 Republicans to join him. There were not 17. There was one, there was Mitt Romney. But, you know, Mitt Romney is a fairly astute guy, whether you agree with everything that he does or not. And he felt there was enough there. But then the second one was the insurrection. That was a coup to overturn an election for the first time since George Washington was elected in 1788. There was not going to be a peaceful transition of power. Eight Republicans went with the Democrats on that one. So, and I'm talking about North Carolina. I'm talking about a lot of different states. If Joe Biden ever does something that would get even a single Democrat, much less eight of them, to join Republicans to say he should be out of the office, that's something, yeah, we should take a look at. And if he does anything like Ukraine or the insurrection, yeah, we should absolutely impeach anybody who is the president. But Biden hasn't done that. But you've laid a finger on a much more difficult issue, and that is there are a lot of people in good faith like yourself who may look on it as a partisan impeachment. And one of the things, the partisan impeachment of Trump and a prosecution of him for directing the insurrection. And that's something that Merrick Garland has to take into account, because we don't want a civil war in this country either. And we need to come together against the Ruskies and the Chinese. So that's my view. Trump committed treason in telling Zelensky, I'm going to let the Russians murder and rape everybody in your country unless you do something for me politically. That's impeachable. And directing an insurrection to prevent the peaceful transfer of power, that's impeachable. Biden hasn't done anything like that. So, Jim, thanks for calling. I encourage you to call in a lot in the future. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Bill?
First of all, Matt, I'd like to say to you and the radio station, your whole group, thanks for what's going on today in the press. January 6th, we owe them a big thank you. A lot of gratitude there for them literally saving America. It's funny, the far-right news stations now are doing everything to avoid the elephant in the room, but it's almost comical how they have to dance around an object they can't defend. Somebody got a quick interview or tried to with Ron Johnson. He looked like Al Capone when Al Capone found out they had his accountant. He reminded me of Al Capone, like, you've got nothing, you've got nothing. He was his hair was messed up. He looked like he hadn't slept for a day, and you know what? He's got it coming. I have no sympathy for the man. I called his office and I said, as a Wisconsin taxpayer, I demand you resign before you embarrass yourself more. These people should never be allowed to get back into politics. And if Garland and other people are worried about a pushback or how these guys are going to give threats and shoot people, I tell them, bring it on, because with your small arms, you have nothing. You have nothing. They can be literally rendered dysfunctional without hurting them. We've got the technology to do it. So all this, you know, I'm going to shoot you. I'm gonna, yeah, okay, whatever. But a small arms, again, in 2022 is nothing. It's like pointing a squirt gun. Yeah, it's a little more dangerous than a squirt gun, obviously. My point is, don't be afraid of these guys anymore. They have to be crushed. They have to be removed from society as far as a functional politician. They can carry on their jobs, but I tell you what, I think it's over, Rover. And I think if the Democrats can't win with this timing, heaven help the U.S. Thanks again, Matt. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate your call. And we're going back to the lines. Do not hang up. I'm getting to all of you. Jerry of Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jerry of Madison?
Morning, Matt. Hey, you know, Matt Garland, he's over in Ukraine with criminal investigations there. Hell, we got criminals here. He should be. Is he recording these hearings that's going on with the January 6th? He's going to watch them later? That's a little disappointing. And as for Ukraine, you know, they're not getting those weapons we're sending them are sophisticated. This is going to take months to learn, understand. I think we got to get more involved there. They're not going to survive. That's all, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry, no, you're absolutely right. And early on, I think NATO misestimated the Russian army. They thought they're better than they were. They didn't realize that Putin had been stealing 80% of the defense budget, and that's why they are so decimated. Number one, the Ruskies have lost more than 50% of their troops in Ukraine. The Russians are animals. The Russians are savages. They are raping, murdering. They just executed a journalist and the executed Ukrainian soldier escorting him. They kidnapped several hundred thousand kids that they put in indoctrination camps in Russia, make them learn Russian history and that Russia is good and Ukraine was bad, separate them from their parents. They just are going through raping women in the Donbass the way they did in Prussia and East Germany in 1945. They are savages. And early on, I was the one who advocated, and it should have happened, that we should have had a no-fly zone over Ukraine. None of this would have happened. But what happened was Joe Biden was putting NATO together. France and Germany wouldn't agree to it and wouldn't agree to the sanctions if that happened. And then what you'd had is you had people stabbing Joe Biden in the back, and they still do, Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and the rest. Thanks for calling. We're going to get in one more call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami. Mark from the SAC. We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's remarkable that all this is going on. I just read a fortune cookie that said that, you know, only fools and about fools and dead people changing their minds. Fools can't, fools won't, and dead men can't. You know, these people that are would still vote for Donald Trump, in spite of what we've heard now, that the criminal activity he's been involved in, that whether he's acquitted or not, that they'd still vote for him in 2024, which is just remarkable. And there's people that are going to vote for Ron Johnson because he is a Republican nominee, I believe, for the Senate. He can't be replaced now because I don't know if he's had any opposition on the Republican ticket or not, because they'd still vote for him. And the guy had plotted as part of the coup. All these guys, you know, there's so many people that are probably tied into it tangentially. And if he knew about this going on, I've said this now before in the air, that why didn't he step up and say something about it? He didn't say, I've said, no, don't do this, and, you know, that, and take it right to the DOJ, that he did not do that. He was just hoping it wouldn't come out that this happened, and it all comes out.
Yeah, that is a very, very good and insightful comment, Mark. Thank you very much for calling, as always. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. 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 Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can get to the lines in a second, but I want to further respond to Jerry. Is excellent comments about Ukraine. What's happened is the West has been dribbling arms into Ukraine just enough to keep the Russians away, but not beat them, because Macron of France said he didn't want to humiliate Putin. Give me a break. Do you care about humiliating Hitler? You kill Hitler. You don't worry about humiliating him. You kill him. Now, you got to be careful. They have nuclear weapons. I understand that, but they're very, very weak, very, very isolated. And, right now, we've upped the howitzers we've given them, the artillery, to a 50-mile range. We have 300-mile range weapons. Give them to them immediately. These are smart people. Take them to Germany to train them, and they can be trained very, very quickly. This should have happened 2 months ago. Number one, ship to shore. They are starting to get artillery bombardments and missile bombardments from ships in the Black Sea. Give them our shore-to-ship and ship-to-shore missiles, guided missiles. Take those ships out. Drive them out 100 miles, 200 miles into the Black Sea, or more. Or more. Kill every sailor on those ships. Or more. The idea is to put enough pressure on the Russian rabble to get rid of their chief animal. Their chief animal, Putin, get rid of him, and have them do it. We easily could get rid of him. We know his coordinates, where he is. We know where Alexei Navalny, the crooked, murderous Secretary of State, is, and all of the autocrats, all of the oligarchs. These are animals. They're committing genocide. They're raping women throughout the Donbass, torturing them, torture soldiers, killing Americans, killing journalists. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You cannot offer him Czechoslovakia on the hope that he doesn't go into Poland. and an offer in Poland on the hope he doesn't go into France. He is an animal. And there should be no visas going out to any Ruski to come into this country. All of our industries should be forbidden from doing business with them. Our pharmaceutical companies are making a lot of money sending them pharmaceuticals. And you may say, oh, that's human. Oh, really? They're bombing hospitals in Ukraine. They're bombing pharmaceutical supplies in Ukraine. Cut them off. Cut them off. Let them get Chinese pharmaceuticals and half of them will die because they're crooked communist pharmaceuticals. Enough is enough. Get behind Ukraine 100%. They're fighting our enemies, and if they get overrun, the next one is the Russian-speaking province of Estonia and the Russian-speaking province of Latvia, just the Russian-speaking province. We won't take the rest of Latvia. Honest, we won't. Honest, we won't. Honest, we won't. Kill the animals now. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The reason Putin is in there right now is because of Trump. He sees what's going on in his country. That being
right.
said,
right.
the biggest thing, that's correct. I don't want to get wound up on that one too much, but Trump. The biggest thing yesterday that I seen or heard, part of it on your radio, was the amount of pressure and death threats put on poll workers, little people, from the president of the United States. That's like going to some poll worker in this state that I know quite a few of them. Most of them are older ladies. And putting pressure on them to flip this election. That's scary. And death threats. Come on. What kind of political party is this? And on top of that, we've got a guy running for governor in a state that's all on board the Trump train. I don't think it matters to these people anymore, and it's kind of spooky. But Michaels, I don't know who the heck he is anymore. Maybe that's probably the best thing that happened to Clay Fish is he didn't get Trump's endorsement, maybe. But this whole thing, I don't know. I'm going to try. But to put pressure on poll workers and little people, most of them stood tall. How would you like to be a poll worker and get a call from telling the votes, get a call from the president? Jesus. All right, I'm out of here today. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul. Very passionate, very true. Let me just point out a couple of things. Down in Fulton County, Georgia, where Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman, her mom, they had to go into hiding. The mom had to sleep on other people's couches for 2 months. 2 months! How would you like to have to leave your house because people are coming around looking to kill you for 2 months sleeping on couches? And you lose your business. The only business they had was making handcrafted leather purses for ladies. They go out and buy some leather and cut it, and then they would stitch some things on it and sell it. That's how they supported themselves. Now they don't even hand out their business card. They won't do that. They won't go to the grocery store. Let me tell you the real damage to that. The real damage coming from that is that everybody in that office quit. They aren't working the polls this fall. Not just Ruby Freeman, not just Shay Moss, none of the rest of them. They don't want that. They don't want that. And Paul, your experience with poll workers in Wisconsin is exactly the same as mine. I voted in the same place on the east side of Milwaukee for, I can't remember how long, dozens of years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 45 years at that particular one location. They are elderly ladies. They get more elderly each year, and frequently people bring in their daughters and that kind of thing. They're very gentle people. They'll ask me for my ID. I'll go in there. They know me very well. They're my neighbors. They'll say, "Hi, Matt, how you doing? You know, how's your family? Okay, got to see your ID." They do it. They follow the law. The Republicans are lying when they say that they're crooked. The Republicans are crooked. Poll workers aren't crooked. Putin is crooked. America's not crooked. Putin is crooked. Trump is crooked. Tucker Carlson is crooked. That has got to be drummed into people's minds because it is true. But when all of the staff in that particular precinct in Fulton County, Georgia, resigns, they got to come in with others. The Republicans are trying to groom people. Believe it or not, Ted Cruz, you won't believe this Saturday is going to be in Milwaukee. along with Ron Johnson, to try to stimulate the vote. What they're really doing is instructing people who want to be poll workers what to do. So if you happen to see Ted Cruz, now, the Democratic State Convention is this weekend in La Crosse, so a lot of you will be out there. But if you happen to be in Milwaukee and you're walking down the street and you see Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson go into a restaurant, go up to them. Say you're a pair of crooks. We don't want you and your kind, and we don't want you instructing poll workers in Wisconsin by trying to replace the very fine elderly people who are in there now. You know, we're Wisconsin. We sent regiments to the Civil War from Milwaukee and Racine and Madison and Janesville and all over the state. We are patriots. We're veterans. The people who stand for America, some of us are conservative and some of us are liberal, but we're Americans first. We're not going to permit foreign elements and foreign powers like Putin and Russia and undisclosed black ops, dark money donor types to come and push us around to train anybody to be a crook in this state. We're going to have honest elections. But Wisco Paul is exactly right. Wisco Paul points out that the poll workers here are honest, but how, you know, look, if that happened, what happened to Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman happened to a poll worker on the east side of Milwaukee, she'd go home, her husband would go, are you kidding? I don't want you being a poll worker anymore. I'm afraid for you. I got to go down there and guard you. And then they'll say, you know something? We don't need that. That is the intent. The intent is to disrupt our democracy. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And this is one paw of the little cat coming in. Very, very dangerous. Coming to the end of the show. Great call. Great call-ins. Great show. A lot of topics to talk about. A lot of topics we didn't get to. We're going to get to them tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.